Then Michael's on the air. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Paul.
Thank you for calling. Just for the sake of full disclosure, Michael is a patient of mine, and he has made several attempts to call in, and I think we are finally connected. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a real pleasure to be on your show, Paul.
Hey, I totally appreciate it, Michael, very much. And I have a lot of patients who call me because they are they get good results, and they are totally willing to share their experience with others so that perhaps others won't have to suffer as long as we did. So, Michael, what were you concerned about? First of all, how did you learn about me and nutrition response testing?
Well, just as you said, a lot of your patients have had such good results that they just rave about you. And I was at a point in my health that I was at a real, real low point after seeing some of the allopathic practitioners and also naturopaths, that I was just reaching out in any direction I could. And I happened to stumble onto a lady who had a website in Lake Oswego. And she gave me some good pointers about diet and health tips that evidently she'd learned from you.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And she asked who I was seeing. And I told her that I was real happy with what I'd been doing, but I wasn't really getting any results. And she said, well, you know, if you want to get well, you have to go see Paul at AccuNatural.
And so, and how long did it take you to actually, after you got that advice, how long did it actually take you to contact me? I'm just curious.
Well, it took about 3 weeks. I went to your website and read everything and listened to everything you had on there.
Cool.
And it's just sometimes to make a life change, and intuitively, I think that's what I knew I had to do.
Well, it took me. You were much faster than me, Michael. It took me 6 months. when I first heard about nutrition response testing, it took me 6 months to make up my mind.
Well, it's the best thing I did, and that's one of the reasons I called in, was just to be able to pass along that this lady Bev in Lake Oswego gave me a good tip, because it really changed my life.
What were you suffering from? You know, what were your health concerns that were causing you to reach out?
The only thing that showed up on the main test, the blood test, and then all the other tests I'd done was very high blood pressure. I had huge digestive problems. I wasn't absorbing any nutrients, and I'd lost about 25 pounds.
Wow.
And I had thyroid issues that didn't show up on their test that you pinpointed immediately, and a lot of chemical poisoning and mercury and heavy metals.
Yeah, you had some heavy metals, I remember.
From previous work. And that didn't really show up on any of the tests. My immune system was pretty much shot. So when I came to see you, is really, I really had to drag myself in, and I didn't know what to expect.
And so you came, and you got the evaluation. Was the evaluation painful in any way?
No, it was a real treat to actually get the evaluation, and I didn't really know what the process was, how the reading worked that pinpointed the different areas in the body that needed help.
Right. Right. And so, was there any, and so you got the evaluation, and you got your personalized nutritional healing program. And I know that when I presented it to you, you were particularly happy. You actually noted, I think, some things that you kind of thought were going on and weren't confirmed up until then.
Yeah, intuitively, I had a kind of a hit that I had a lot of thyroid problems that were causing a lot of the other glandular systems to be out, and that showed up.
And yet they didn't show up in the blood work. Wasn't that interesting?
They didn't, and I actually went back and had it retested two or three times in from the MD and the two naturopaths that I'd seen prior to that. And it never did even show up at those points, whether it was a hit or miss or whatever. But
and wasn't that of interest to you? I mean, you know, you remember what I told you about that? You may not have, but it's basically what happens is that disease is really a process, and it's a silent process. It's totally silent. It never speaks until it speaks, which just means you've got symptoms. And when you're using tests such as blood tests to find things out about the body, what you're going to discover are are forest fires, not little smolderings.
Ah.
And so that is why things like thyroid issues show up in the type of testing or evaluating that we do with the nutrition response testing, while the blood or the saliva or the other types of tissue tests don't reveal that that's going on. Isn't that interesting?
I was shocked that you were able to pinpoint all these things so accurately. And even after the first session with you, the supplements that were targeted for the different issues, I noticed a difference the first two or three days.
Wow. What exactly did you see in the first couple of days?
I felt my energy start to return, and it took a little while. I've been seeing it 2.5 to 3 months, and I've gained the 25 pounds that I'd lost back.
Oh, fabulous.
Stretch. But immediately I noticed that I started sleeping without any sleeping aids about 3 or 4 days after I started taking the supplements.
And that's huge.
It was huge, and that was one of my main concerns, along with the blood pressure. And after about 3 weeks, my blood pressure had been as high as 200 over 100 at one point, and then at the lowest before I had seen you was 160 over 90. And about 2 or 3 weeks into the process, I checked it down at the drugstore where I had taken it before, and it was 120 over 75. So anyway,
God.
That showed me that I was on the right track.
Oh, that's so fabulous, Michael.
I mean, relax and work with you on the program. And like you say, you're such a good teacher, and you say that it's going to take some commitment on anyone's part that wants to get healthy. And I was willing to do that, and I'm really reaping the dividends with your help. So
wow, that's so fabulous. What would you say to anybody else there, who would like to either get off of their by the way, were you taking any medications at the time? I know you were on a bunch of supplements.
I was on a huge amount of supplements.
And it wasn't working.
It wasn't working. And what had happened is the naturopath, who was also an MD, a combination, had said, well, we've done all we can. Now it's up to the body to see if it's going to heal itself. So basically, he'd given up on anything further he could do.
Right. And actually, he was right. The body did need to get together and start healing itself, but you needed to find some specific things we call barriers to healing to remove them so that the body could do its thing, because it is doing its thing, isn't it?
Well, sure is, and you hit the nail on the head when you mentioned soy, because soy is a huge issue with me, and no one had even, before this, had even mentioned avoid soy or avoid sugar, and I'd done that, but there were several other things that were real critical in my own plan that really helped give the body a chance to heal, because it was really hindering.
Soy is a disaster. It's a disaster. I mean, people out there really, really think that soy is the greatest thing since white rice. The problem is white rice is infinitely better than soy for most people.
Wow.
For most people. And you were one of them. You were one of them. It's amazing. Michael, what would you say to anybody else out there who is trying to get their health together and suffering from, well, as many different things as you were, or anything, and is struggling to either find the answer or would like to get off drugs, what would you tell them?
Well, I'd say don't wait till you hit the bottom. I'd say that if you're synchronistically led to somebody who's been to Paul and who says, like the lady in Lake Oswego, Bev, said to me with such authority that if you want to get well, you need to go see Paul at AccuNatural. And she repeated that more than one time on the conversation. I'd echo that, because until you go and see the results, you're not going to believe what it can do.
I so appreciate your calling, Michael. I know you've taken some time out of your weekend, and I know you tried a few times earlier, and I knew that you were maybe just a tad bit nervous about this whole thing, but it went pretty cool, don't you think?
Oh, it's great, and if I could, you know, pass on that to one person that was struggling like I was, that it's well worthwhile.
Thank you so much.
You know, I sure appreciate it, Paul.
Yeah, you are totally welcome, and we will continue to ensure that you know that you get great results. Thanks a lot for calling.